trees. They're home to birds, bats, and sometimes bees. They give us shelter, food, heat, and even clean out our air. BBC Radio 4 Extra's podcast Radio Hour has been rooting out some of the best podcasts about trees, from walks in the woods to wildfires in the Australian bush, from church forests in Ethiopia to community orchards here in the UK. I'm Verity Sharp, and I'm inviting you to listen in to the magical company of trees in podcast Radio Hour on Friday morning at 11 on Radio 4 Extra and BBC Sounds.
It will be an emotional day for Chris, and Rex will have his spirits lifted in the arches at 7 o'clock here on Radio 4. Before that, the Wilsons save the world with Marcus Brigstock and Kerry Godliman.
Hello, my name's Lola.
And I'm her sister, Kat.
And I'm their mum, Max.
And I'm her husband, Mike Wilson.
And this is how the Wilsons save the world.
Max, Lola, Kat, dinner's ready. Max!
What?
Mum, take your headphones off.
I can't hear you. I've got headphones in.
Mum, take out your...
Speak up, Lola.
I said dinner's
Stop
ready.
Stop shouting, Mike.
Come on, love. Can you turn off that podcast? It's family time.
But I like it in there. Oh. What are we having? It looks... Oh.
It's ratatouille.
It looks like poo.
Ratatouille?
Lola, your dad has clearly made something he's very proud of, whatever it is. If you're kind to him, I'll share the packet of emergency Oreos I've stashed in the airing cupboard.
Isn't ratatouille meant to be different colours? This is just green.
Different colours? That Pixar film spoiled you for real life. I suppose you think this is made by a cartoon rat.
No, you did this, Dad. Do not pin this on an innocent rodent.
Kat, say something positive.
It's reminded me of that bit in Gremlins where they explode one in a microwave.
It is so green. It's like none more green.
Yeah, all right, everyone. Look, to keep it local, seasonal and self-sustaining, I have had to swap out some key ingredients like tomato and aubergine and such.
So what's it made of?
Marrow and courgette.
Which are like basically the same thing.
A marrow is just a courgette with aspiration.
Look, don't badmouth the marrow. I spent the last few months raising these plants from seed. They are, in a very real way, my babies.
Oh, they're all just wet and green.
I take after their dad.
Oi.
Cat, shush, eat your wet green.
All right, look, forget it. We'll order a pizza, shall we? From a global non-tax-paying chain and get it delivered here from Naples in a diesel tank. I thought we all wanted to eat locally and seasonally and do our bit and be mindful. Mm. Mm. 10 feet from farm to table this meal was. Just forget it.
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry. I love it, love. I mean, it looks so healthy. You can really taste the love, really. You've been so happy since you started gardening.
Yeah, it really is wonderful. I mean, I know it's only been a few months since we opened up the lower field.
Front garden.
But I love it. You know, getting stuck in, up to my wrists in Mother Nature. I feel like a massive farmer. And the gardening doesn't just connect me to the earth, it connects me to our community. Do you know I'm on 3 different local gardening WhatsApps? Did you know there are 2 streets away from here, there's a community allotment that makes fresh meals for vulnerable people in our area. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, they can have mine.
The other day, I met an old man on the common and I swapped him some chard seeds for a handful of beans.
Mm.
I've been Prince Charlesing my peas. I feel very heard.
There is some scientific basis that it's good to talk to your plants.
Well, to be fair, I can't exactly talk to your mother, can I? Because she's always got her headphones in.
Another true crime podcast.
Mm, I just love them. And there's so many. This one that I'm listening to now, right? It's about a serial killer that lives in a small town in America.
Aren't they all that?
Max, don't talk about violent stuff around Lola. She's a bit sensitive, you know.
After what happened to the chicken.
Don't mention the chickens!
Look, they had a lovely life after we rescued them from the battery farm.
Exactly. We just had a little run of bad luck, that's all.
Fox, frostbite, fox, choked on an old pound coin, fox. I think that last one died of survivor guilt.
Let us not speak of the incidents.
The short life they lived to the full, eh? And they lived their lives brightly.
Like a candle in the wind.
All right, let's just change the subject. Kat, what have you been up to all day?
Oh, you know, busy day. I've finished Netflix.
What, all of it?
Yeah.
Lola, you haven't been watching TV all day, have you?
Not all day. I've been rewatching this film. It's about a neglected child. He gets overlooked by the system and gets caught in a cycle of violence and vigilantism before reaching the hollow acceptance that the only things you can rely on are pain and yourself.
What? I don't approve of that.
Well, it says it's for children. There's this funny bit when Macaulay Culkin puts on aftershave and does his face like, ah!
She's talking about Home Alone.
Max, did you hear this? Max? Max, did you just slip in an earbud and hide it under your hair?
Oh, sorry, sorry. It's just that I got to this bit where they found all these finger bones.
Oh, gross. There to the bone. Calm.
We're being attacked!
Oh, what's going on?
I know, but first of all, I need to tell you something. Kat has alcohol in her room.
What? No, I don't! Mum, she's lying.
Yes, you do. Over the last fortnight, you've smuggled Dad's dinner out using a specially lined pocket in your bunk bed.
What?
And then scraped it into a Tesco bag for life, which you've stashed in your ceiling tiles. The vegetable matter has fermented and expanded, and the gases have built up into base alcohol.
Wait, let me get this right. You've let veg rot in a cupboard and made prison wine.
Prison wine?
Yeah, prison wine. They make it in the toilet in prison. Pruno, moonshine, hoot. A Holloway highball.
Max, how do you know so many terms for prison wine?
It's those true crime podcasts she listens to. They're, like, really horrible.
They're not horrible. They're just escapist fun. I just finished one about the cannibal puppet killer, and it's not all about cannibalism. It's actually quite puppety.
Ugh, not for me, thanks. I hate all that murder stuff.
Yeah, I know. You won't even watch Rosemary in Time.
No, not after that episode with the secateurs.
What's all the episodes? They're gardeners.
Well, they could go off at any second.
You don't watch Rosemary in Time because you're embarrassed that you fancy Felicity Kendall.
What? No, I don't.
Dad, we always know when you've been on a good life binge. It's cool.
I just think it would be very lovely to live in the good life.
Yeah, the 1970s were a magical time as long as you're a white middle-class man living in the suburbs and everyone does exactly what you tell them to do.
Yeah. I'm glad it's not like that anymore.
There's nothing wrong with the good life, as long as you don't ask me to dress up in dungarees again.
Max, shh.
Girls, the biggest lie the devil ever told was that a woman's ass looks good in dungarees. Just because Felicity Kendall had a magic backside that filled out a dungaree like two boiled eggs in a hanky.
I'm starting to think you fancy Felicity Kendall.
Look, I enjoy the good life because there's a lot of very good advice on gardening and self-sufficiency. Just makes me feel all kind and warm in my tummy.
I love that you love the good life, Mike, and that you want Richard Briers to be your dad.
Oh, Max, that is ridiculous. Who doesn't want Richard Briers to be their dad?
Well, I know I would.
I'd like David Beckham to be my dad. He'd let me tattoo anything I liked.
Who would I like to be my dad? I know. Danger Mouse?
Girls, I'm literally right here.
Oh, come on, Mike. It's just a game. Yeah. Like if you weren't around.
Why am I not around?
Like if you died.
Well, how did I die?
Well, like if you went in for a routine operation and the surgeon had a breakdown and coughed a Murray mint into your large intestine. Or if you went into a lift and a stranger injected you with drain cleaner.
What?
It's her podcast again.
These true crime podcasts don't seem very nice, Max.
What are you listening to now? Give me your phone.
No,
Postcode Killer, a new investigation into the mild-mannered postal worker who left pieces of his victims across New Jersey in alphabetical order.
It's harmless, I told you. It's just, I enjoy a good mystery.
Oh, the mystery of how you can get so many torsos in a suitcase.
Does it go the other way, do you think? I wonder if there are serial killers listening to podcasts about middle-aged women.
Yeah. This week, we investigate Brenda Johnson, known as the Didcot Dishwasher. She loaded 17 innocent dishwashers before turning the rubber gloves on herself.
No, Mike, no.
It's just a question of confidence, my darling. You know, as a parent, I try to give you space and nurturing to grow, but you have to make your own path. Now look, don't be scared, okay? Lift your head up and let the sun shine down on you there. I love you. I love you. Good. Well, you keep this up and you'll be a massive butternut squash by August, won't you?
Hello, Mike. What are you up to?
Oh, hello, Paul. Just enjoying the wonders of nature.
Do you like the new car, Mike? It's electric.
Oh, a Tesla. It's not very green.
Oh, no. That colour is called Alpha Black. They get it that dark by milking a special kind of squid.
Should we talk about something else?
Please.
Okay, all right, here's one, Paul. If you could have any dad in the world, who would it be?
Ooh, nice one. Selleck would rank pretty highly. I've always liked Ken Clark. He'd give you a lovely tucking in, really get in there with the bedtime stories, do all the voices. I bet he smells faintly like sherry and shaving cream, like a big manly trifle.
I mean, we don't agree politically, but I do love your enthusiasm for the general conceit of this bit of banter.
Oh, it's top banter, Mike. Very thought-provoking. I'll give it a spin later with the lads at Fight Club. I mean, Pilates?
Mike, you still out here? It's getting dark. You're going to set off BMW Paul's big stupid security light.
It's all right, Max. I'm actually out here with Paul now.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that, Paul.
No problems. I'm going inside now anyway. Oh, and it's Tesla Paul now, Maxine.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Night then, BMW Paul.
I'll be in a minute, love. Just want to finish talking to the plants. I mean, look at this beauty. Honestly, if these beans get any taller, I might have to end up climbing them and slaying a giant.
Yeah, they're nearly as high as my socks. I'm glad you're happy, love.
I am. I have made life, Max. I have scattered my seed upon stony ground and made life like some sort of Didcot-based god.
Yeah, don't say seed. Look, fine, I'll go inside and say goodnight to our two human children then, shall I?
Yeah. I'll be in a minute. It's very nearly time for gardener's question time. Loved all this. I know it's been a tough year, but what a silver lining. The nation girding their loins, digging for victory, growing kale in old wellies and egg boxes, horny-handed sons of toil smearing yoghurt on logs to encourage lichen to grow. God, I love it. Love it. This green and pleasant land.
You'll be listening to The Archers next.
Yeah, let's not go mad.
And that's when I realised this mild-mannered oral hygienist was putting rat poison in my cannelloni.
No way!
Join us next week for part 37 of Monday Murder Club, Dentist of Death. And if you're being murdered by your current mattress, give Maud's Mattresses a try with 20% off when you use the offer code BLUDGEON.
Oh, wow! That was intense. Right, I better go to sleep. Mike, you still asleep?
Hardy perennials, mom's too. Who's moved my cloche?
Mike, I can't sleep. That podcast was too exciting. I said... Okay, you go to sleep. I'm going to go for a wee. No, I'm not. There's too many shadows. I'm just going to stay here and wet the bed. That'll put off any murdering dentists. Why did I say murdering dentists? That shadow just moved. Oh, God, why did we buy a house with so many shadows in it? Mike, there's a murderer in the house.
Dad, Lola, remember, we're doing this from a place of love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mum needs this.
Yeah.
Dad, you've got the cake ready?
Yes, yeah, it's made of beetroot, whole wheat flour and flaxseed.
Careful, Dad. Don't drop it.
Yeah. Oh, my foot!
Oof. Well, on the bright side, a normal cake wouldn't bounce like that.
Well, if she doesn't want to talk, we can bludgeon her into submission with the cake.
Yeah. Well, here she comes.
Hello.
Happy birthday!
Quick, shut the door.
What's going on? Is this a trap?
How did you know?
Well, partly because it's not my birthday, and also Lola only ever looks like that when something very serious is happening.
Take a seat, please, Mother.
What?
I'm afraid we've something serious to tell you.
Yes. Well, we all love you very much and we want to talk to you about something.
Mm-hmm.
It's your addiction to true crime.
Mm-hmm.
What?
It's affecting the family.
You're a bag of nerves, Mum.
You've been very edgy since you took up an 8-hour-a-day habit of audio blood baths, Max.
Haven't you noticed, Mum? They've all got something in common. Give me your phone.
What?
R is for arsenic. A murder in the family. A murder in the primary school.
Oh, I love that.
A murder of crows. The crows were a family from Missouri.
Brilliant wordplay.
Murder club, murder gang, how do you like your murder in the morning? The man who fed women to lions.
Oh, classic.
The man who fed lions to women. Can't you see what they've all got in common?
What?
You've spent the last 3 months on a non-stop diet of women being murdered in horrible ways.
So?
So how can you say that you live ethically and support this sort of sensationalist horror?
Oh, bloody hell. Can't I just have this one thing? Does it have to be unethical? This is like when I found out Whole Foods was owned by Amazon. Of course I have to feel guilty about everything. It's just modern living. I can't listen to a podcast or use a biological washing powder without being made to feel shameful and revolting.
Mum, you don't have to...
No, you're right. They are bad for me. I'll stop listening to the podcast, right now.
OK, Mum. I'll support you every step of the way.
Maybe I'll start listening to The Archers.
Yeah, let's not go mad. Come on, Brett Anderson. Why can't you be more like your brothers, Matt Osman and Neil Codling?
Who are you talking to, Mike?
My tomato plants. I've named them after members of Suede. The plums are named for All Saints and my courgettes are named after members of Pulp. Oh, isn't this wonderful, Max? Look at this verdant paradise, my little corner of Eden. There's not a pesticide in sight here, all totally natural.
Yeah, smells natural. How much did all that horse poo cost?
Well, gardening's very popular, Max. It's a seller's market, poo-wise.
How much? Wow, give me 20 quid and I'll take a dump on your chard.
Yeah.
You do seem to have spent a lot on equipment. What's this? A Dutch hoe? Hey, I want
some. Do not do that joke.
Sorry. Look, you left the price tag on it. How expensive a hose? I mean, the gardening implement, obviously.
Obviously. No, it's not cheap. I mean, I'm averaging around about £3 per snow pea at the moment.
I think we were on about 20 quid a chicken before they pegged it. But as long as you're happy, darling.
I am, Max. I really am. These wonky carrots have come out looking like willies and I've gone full Percy Thrower.
Mike?
Yeah?
If these courgettes are named after Pulp, why is there only two?
What?
Were you missing Jarvis and Richard Hawley? There's just a couple of snapped-off stems.
Could be slugs. They love pulp.
Well, don't slugs nibble? They don't snap.
Oh, no, you're right. Hey, someone's stolen my vegetables.
Mum, stop listening to that podcast.
I'm sorry, I sat on my phone.
I can't believe someone's stolen Jarvis Cocker and Richard Hawley.
Oh, cheer up, love. Why don't I fire up a cardo and get you some more?
A cardo? Why don't you just stab me in the heart?
Sorry.
Dad, you're really upset about this stolen veg, aren't you?
No, it's not that. It's just... Who steals a man's vegetables? It's undermined my whole sense of community. We've become so isolated from our neighbours and gardening made me feel connected. Not just to the earth, but to the goodness in people. And someone has taken that feeling away from me.
Dad, it's only like 3 beetroot, a couple of courgettes and a carrot. That's basically one innocent smoothie and the fun bit of a snowman.
Oh, no one in this family understands me. I wish I had a fennel to talk to.
I do, Dad. What I'm hearing is, you've had your trust in humanity shaken. You want to find the rogue responsible before you lose faith in humanity as a whole. So how about I help you catch the thief in action?
Yes, but how?
What if we set a trap? Nothing barbaric, just...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what if we dig a hole?
Yeah?
Then fill it full of broken Christmas tree ornaments.
Okay.
It'll jam in their feet, because they've taken their shoes off due to the treacle on the driveway. Then we smash them in the face with paint cans on string.
Okay, Lola, you are now banned from watching Home Alone.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Oh, right, it's your grandmother on the phone. Here we go. Hello, Mum.
Hi.
Hello, Michael. How are you all?
We've been the victim of a crime, Mimo.
I don't think you're going to be all that sympathetic.
Oh, no, what's happened?
Well, someone's stolen some courgettes from our garden. Go on, you can make fun of me. Tell me Ocado will have more here in half an hour.
I will not. That's an egregious breach of manners. An Englishman's home is his castle. Defend yourself at all costs, Michael.
Thank you, Mum. You do get it.
Go upstairs, Lola. Mimo's gone full Nigel Farage's phone in show.
Oh, yeah, come on, Lola.
First they're looting courgettes, next they're kicking in your windows. Honestly, the last few months have felt like the end of days. Book of Revelations. It's looted vegetables, it's riots at Primark, it's sexting. And it's northern women, isn't it? Playing Hamlet, for goodness sake. It's gender-neutral pronouns being added to the official Scrabble dictionary. It's people calling 999 because Kentucky Fried Chicken has run out of chicken. It's the downfall of humanity and the end of civilization as we know it.
Mum? Are you drunk?
Well, it's 4 p.m, Michael. I've just had my 3 usual maintenance gins. Ooh, and we just ate that jiffy bag full of loose marrow you sent us. It was fizzy, but otherwise delicious. I just have an overwhelming urge to hug your father and dance around the kitchen island to ABBA.
Okay, bye, Mum. Listen, don't drive anywhere, okay? Maybe have a little pint of water and some cheese before you go to bed.
Mum, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just reading this Agatha Christie.
Is that helping with the giving up true crime documentaries?
Not really, no. It's all bloody drawing rooms and hat pins. I need more gore, some mystery.
Mum, there's a mystery right under your nose.
Is there?
Of course there is, Mum. A shocking crime wave sweeping Didcot. The mystery of the missing marrow.
I thought it was courgette.
Yeah, but marrow alliterates. Come on, Mum. A genuine true crime and you can lead the investigation.
Look, I may be trying to wean myself off true crime podcasts, but if I ever get desperate enough to investigate a missing bit of veg... I'm on a gravel path about to meet a woman who is both a small child and a self-proclaimed expert on courgette theft. Lola Wilson. Lola, talking to the mic?
Mum, you're holding a washing-up brush painted black.
It's a microphone.
If you say so. Do you want to do the interview? I'm not saying I didn't steal the veg, but I didn't. Oh, did I spoil it? I mean, or did I?
Right, good girl. Right, let me do a bit of speculative pacing first. So why has the theft of a few vegetables shaken this small English town so intensely? There's more to it than creamy tubers or leafy brassica. Perhaps this story is really about all of us, our faith in humanity. The story of one disenfranchised Englishman emotionally investing in... Oh, yeah, this is good.
Mum? Mum, OK, I'm going inside. You enjoy your monologuing.
To get deeper into the heart of this mystery, I had to open my mind to all possibility. What if these courgettes were stolen by a gang? What if the courgettes were used in a satanic ritual? Early scholars of the Bayeux tapestry spotted a zucchini. Zucchini's a code word for courgette. Okay, so they spotted a zucchini.
Dad? Dad? It's really late. What are you doing outside in the garden?
I've been having a bit of a think. You know, if your grandma thinks I should go full vigilante on these veg thieves, well, then that's probably a really terrible idea.
Yeah, you might be right there.
Yeah. I've been having a bit of a mull, and I think it's very obvious who took the veg.
Are you saying the Hamburglar's gone vegan?
Ha ha. No, it was clearly someone in need. You know, someone from the neighbourhood who saw my bountiful harvest here and thought, I yearn for some veg. Yes, society may have forced me to eat frozen potato waffles, but I need real nourishment. Man deprived of dignity cannot survive, Cat. A working class hero. You know, Bovril on the terraces, backward baseball cap.
Dad, I don't think you should be allowed to talk about people anymore. You're getting a bit upper decks of the Titanic.
Well, they could have just nicked stuff from a supermarket, but they didn't. No, they came for my stuff, the pure stuff.
Mum does that. Self-service checkout. She puts through avocados as onions.
Well, I think this thief must be someone noble. A proud father, maybe, desperate for vitamins and dignity. And when they come along to steal more veg, I'm going to give them what's coming to them. This. A hamper of nutritious foods I've prepared. It's got packets of pasta and tins of butter beans.
Okay, Dad, I'm going inside. I don't want to see what happens when you throw Harvest Festival leftovers at our neighbours.
Okay. Okay, Plants, it's your dad here. It's just us now. So we'll wait and see who comes along, and then as
Mike? Mike? Mike, what are you doing out here?
Oh, careful!
Oh, sorry, Dad. Here, let me help you.
I'll help.
Don't you touch me, Lola.
What were you thinking, Lola?
I feel terrible. I got caught up in the vigilante justice and set those traps. I should have known they wouldn't be whimsical, like Home Alone 1. It'd be traumatising, like retroactively watching Donald Trump's cameo in Home Alone 2.
Right, who let Lola watch Home Alone 2?
Someone put a quid in the ethics jar.
I just don't know why they had to include him in the film. Just because they wanted to film at the Trump Hotel. There must be other hotels a kid could get lost in.
What was meant to happen with the traps, Lola?
Oh, thank you for asking. So, the thief would set off the mechanism, the bowling ball would go down the guttering, the skateboard goes forward, and that iron hits you in the face, leaving a comical iron print.
Oh, Lola.
Well, Lola, the bowling ball landed directly on my ankle and now my ankle's broken.
Yeah.
My entire harvest withering away out there and BMW Paul is suing us. Poor man, just heading home from a walk and he's entrapped. Landed on a courgette and of course no one at the hospital would believe how it went in there.
Well, maybe the thief will take the rest of the veg.
Yeah. Maybe he'll take the harvest home to his family. Actually, that's the only good thing to come from this. God, I feel like the priest in Les Mis.
You forgot I gave these also. Would you leave the best behind?
Right, I think your dad might have had enough painkillers. Mm.
My soul belongs to God, I know. I made that bargain long ago.
Oh,
he gave
actually,
me hope.
Actually, come on, someone give him some
gone.
More painkillers.
Maybe then we can solve the mystery.
Well, I was going to string this out a bit longer, but sod it. I've uncovered the mystery of the stolen marrows.
What?
I know. My emotional and heartwarmingly thorough investigation is at an end. You can hear what happened if you subscribe.
Mum!
Okay. I've interviewed many people close to the victim and cross-referenced Google Maps with Mike Wilson's social media posts to identify key details of his life.
This house that you live in?
Yeah. It was easier than I thought. There was a fun sidebar on the tread of a trainer. Now, Nike only made three pairs with that tread in 2015. And then,
you're wearing one of them.
Look, I admit that my show needed padding. But yeah, anyway, Then I saw that Paul's pathway was covered in mulch. I found a couple of courgette tops in Paul's bin. So basically the thief was BMW Paul.
What?
I know.
Paul, can I have a word, please?
Wait, let me record the confrontation.
So why are you waving a black washing up brush at me?
Paul, is it true you stole the courgettes from our front garden?
We found the tops in your bin, so don't deny it.
Yeah.
We've blown this mother open like a bin bag full of prison wine.
I'm very upset, Paul.
I'm sorry, was that a problem? I thought it was some sort of pick-your-own dealio. I saw something similar in Devon with strawberries. Thought the gist was to help myself and leave some money. That's why I chucked a load of pound coins over the fence.
It was you chucking coins over the fence.
Might have got an old 50p in there, soz.
So you killed our chickens. By pulling this thread, I've uncovered a much darker, bigger murder right here in the heart of suburbia. Oh,
chickens. Elaine and Barbara. We knew them so well.
I'm really sorry, gang. I had no idea chickens ate coins. Let me pay for them.
Well, given they slept in sustainable recycled fox-proof pens and they were hand-reared on organic corn...
Quinoa?
No, we're actually boycotting quinoa at the moment. It's an ethics thing. Until we get a handwritten letter from the Bolivian government assuring us our family's quinoa consumption hasn't altered their unstable economy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we've literally out-quinoa'd ourselves there. We've reached peak quinoa.
OK, well, how about I call off the lawsuit? I only needed to cover the cost of my private health care. It was just 5K.
Well, that's basically what our chickens cost us.
Lawsuit off, and I get a go in your Tesla.
Come on, then.
Yay!
Right, just for tonight, we're not going to go off to our rooms and ignore each other. We're going to do something together.
Yeah, good idea. What are we watching then?
How about a documentary on Netflix?
Oh, yes, that's very us. What about someone warm and reassuring walking around an English castle?
Mm.
Or something about the polar ice caps melting, but David Attenborough does the voice. So it still makes you feel... OK.
Oh, there's a new one about clowns.
Murder clowns?
Well, it's a bit murdery, yeah, but that's clowns for you.
I thought you were giving up the true crime documentaries.
Oh, look at me. Look at my life. Look how tired I am. Just let me have this.
Don't they scare you?
I sense these stories offer catharsis. The one thing they have in common, apart from the sexist slaying of women, is that they all achieve closure. The mystery is always solved. The killer always brought some kind of justice.
Mm.
I think, Mum, all you really want from life is narrative closure.
Yeah.
By staring horror in the face, on her own terms, Mum is actually confronting her own real-life fears in a healthy way.
Yeah. What she said. Getting the poison out, which is another documentary we could watch.
What's wrong, Dad?
Oh, I'm just thinking about my poor veg. With my ankle like this, I won't be able to complete the harvest.
Oh, don't worry. I emailed the community allotment people and told them to pop by and help themselves.
Oh, that's nice. Look, I feel all warm and tingly in my tummy again.
Mm. Well, I know something we could all watch together then.
Very funny, Jerry.
Tom, I'm tipsy on Peapod Burgundy.
You know, I think Tom might be a bit of a psychopath. Because when you watch it now, he's a proper bully, isn't he? Mm. And Jerry, he's a bit of a sex pest. He's always leering at Felicity Kendall.
I thought you said this was a sitcom.
Is this the episode where they send the pigs to the butchers? God, the 70s is well problematic.
No, not Pinky and Perky.
All right, stop. I can't take this anymore. You're ruining the good life. We're turning this off. Come on, let's all watch the Murder Clown documentary.
Yay!
The Wilson Save the World was written by Marcus Brigstocke and Sarah Morgan. It starred Marcus Brigstocke, Kerry Godleyman, Jasmine Sakiyama, Anya McNamara, Vicky Pepperdine and Mike Wozniak. The producer was Susie Grant, and it was a BBC Studios production, apparently.
And you can catch up with all of the third series of The Wilsons Save the World on BBC Sounds.